translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their airplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. Please repeat. In the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in the airplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. Purport. It appears from this verse that the Vaikuntha planets are full of all opulence. There are airplanes in which the inhabitants travel in the spiritual sky with their sweethearts. There is a breeze carrying the fragrance of blossoming flowers. And this breeze is so nice that it also carries the honey of the flowers. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha, however, are so interested in glorifying the Lord that they do not like the disturbance of such a nice breeze while they are chanting the Lord's glories. In other words, they are pure devotees. They consider glorification of the Lord more important than their own sense gratification. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is no question of sense gratification. To smell the fragrance of a blossoming flower is certainly very nice, but it is simply for sense gratification. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha give first preference to the service of the Lord, not their own sense gratification. Serving the Lord in transcendental love yields such transcendental pleasure that in comparison, sense gratification is counted as insignificant. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militan Jaina Tasmay Sri Gurube Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistan Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Daratiswa Tikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakritatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Chakavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Ari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namam. So please be kind enough to shower your blessings upon me. Say something for my own purification and something that you can take home with. These are very beautiful esoteric verses that if you're not devotees or you're reading it for the first time, it may appear like fairy stories or some imaginative narrations. It's quite esoteric, very high subject matter. So I just want to do like some comparisons between the spiritual world and material world, because yeah, it's talking about the Vaikuntha planets and how the wives are traveling in, you know, celestial kind of airplanes. So we want to see what the material world is like compared to the spiritual world, or the spiritual world compared to the material world. This material world is actually a reflection of the spiritual world. The only difference is everything here is temporary, dwindles, grows, dwindles, remains for some time and dies. So Krishna, through giving Lord Brahma intelligence to create the material world, but in actual fact, he is actually, Lord Brahma is a secondary creator, and Krishna is the original creator. So what we're going to say is, in the spiritual world, the descriptions that I've taken, the notes, the research that I did, is all in the same chapter. So if you want to look at it, you can go backwards and forwards. I'm not very good with reference and reading from big books. I'm just a simple, low, down-to-earth devotee, so bear with me. So the descriptions are in this same book, which is so beautiful. It's explained that in the spiritual world, all the residents, the forms are similar to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's one difference, and that he's wearing a Kastuba jewel, and he has a curly lock on his chest, right, in the Vaikuntha plane. What's that curly lock called, Keshava? The curly lock. Shivats, yeah, Shivats. So that is a difference. Everyone else is similar. But when you come to the material world, there's so many variegatedness. Everyone's got a soul, but they simultaneously one and different. They have individual bodies, they look different, their anatomy is different. There's so many variegations due to karma, temporary nature of going through birth, death, old age, and disease. We've been here like for so many lifetimes, as Bhagavad Gita 2.13 explains, Dihinu smanyatadeye, komaram yovanam jaratatadi antara prapti dhirastatra namuyate. As the embodied soul passes from boyhood to youth to old age, into another body. Similarly, the soul passes into another body at the time of death. And of course, there's the other words, 2.14, explains that this material world, everything is temporary, that matras passes to kunte yasitosna sukha dukkata agama payuno nityastang sutiksha svabharata. So they appear like winter and summer seasons, but one is sober. The last dhiras tatra namuyata. Sorry? One who is sober is not bewildered by such a change. Thank you. So these verses are there for us to understand. Krishna is giving us so many understanding and knowledge from the Bhagavad Gita for us to understand. So we have to be reading to understand these stories. And we think, you know, how can just an airplane fly in the sky? Here you need an engine, you need, you know, oil, you need fuel. You need a driver, you know, all these things for a plane to fly in the sky. And yet, you know, the damsel, they are so beautiful. The birds are singing. The flowers are fragrant. Everything is so beautiful. And and it's explained that in the spiritual world, there's only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original. And it can only be understood through the Vedas. There's no place for passion and ignorance. And the Supreme Lord being there in the spiritual world is checking the activities and the progress of all the living entities in the material world. And assistance coming down from the spiritual world, from the heavenly planets, his associates or teachers, the gurus, the acharyas, they come down to give us knowledge and understanding of the scriptures. So in the material world is based on sense gratification. Every one of us looking how we can enjoy this material world to the maximum. So we have a little minute independence, but this independence we try to abuse. We as living entities, we want to lord it over. Everyone wants to be the boss, create their own territory and control. The focus is only on I, me, and mine. Everything belongs to me. The worship of everything goes blind, not following bona fide scriptures. Everyone thinks whatever they are saying is true. Even religious organizations, they make their own interpretation to form religious books, and in this way they teach it to people, and they get their following, every religion. So therefore, it's not only based on religion, but everything else. Where Bhagavad Gita, 1866, Sarvadhammam Parichecha, Mamekam Sharanam, Rajam Tvam Swarupabhibhyo, Mukshe Swami Masucha. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall protect you from all sinful activities. Do not fear. The last one I got wrong, right? That was from Manmana Bhava Bhakta. Priyosami means you're my dear friend. So I shall protect you from all sinful activities. So Krishna is making so many promises in Bhagavad Gita here. It's for us to accept within the core of our heart and see it as the absolute truth. So he's saying he will protect us. Why are you fearful? I'm going to protect you from the sinful activities. We've been here so many lifetimes and we're incurring so many sins. But now we have to change our lifestyle. So the scriptures are there, the Vedas are there, leading us to an authentic lifestyle and understanding of God. So it's explained here in the same chapters that everything is auspicious and beautiful in the spiritual world. The trees are wish-fulfilling trees. The flowers are abundant because Vaikuntha planets are spiritual and personal. Even the trees, the grass, the rivers, they are all personal, all serving Krishna. But in the material world, we have four seasons, and the four seasons are all temperamental. In every country, the weather, the spring, summer, autumn, winter, there's changes. India, it's too hot. We can't handle it, goes over 40 degrees. England, we say, it's too cold. We can't handle the cold. And then you go to South Africa. Last month, I went to South Africa. Weather was beautiful. Loads of beaches, trees, abundance of fruits. Everything is there. But you can't walk on the streets, you know, without fear. You can't walk because it's so dangerous. There's someone there to pickpocket you around the corner. Someone can stick a knife to your neck or shoot you with a gun. Just recently we heard that some devotees actually went to the temple in Durban, and because the car park was full, she parked a car outside. She went to the temple, came out, and just went to get into a car. She got shot. She got shot and all her belongings were taken. So the situation there is very precarious. There's always danger at every step. So you can't enjoy your life if everything is there. Florida is a beautiful state, Orange State it's called. The weather is just right, very beautiful weather. There's natural springs everywhere. If it's too warm, you can jump in the springs and enjoy. But you can't sit on the grass, because when you sit, you're relaxing. There's so many creepy crawlies. There's this ants that's, you know, so nasty looking. that they bite you, they sting you. You're from America? You understand. So my daughter is in Alachua, and I go, and you want to sit in the grass and, you know, have a picnic or a party, you know, whatever we do. But it's not possible to enjoy. But in the spiritual world, the modes of traveling is flower airplanes. No need for petrol, diesel, especially now. We're coming down on the motorway. Petrol is £1.80 a litre. £1.80, never heard of before. And the diesel is more expensive, over £2 a litre. So it's ridiculous the way life is going now, because they're all making excuses. It's because of the war that's going on. But but the beautiful wives and consorts accompany, they sing the glories of the Lord, devoid of all inauspicious qualities. Life is so peaceful that everything is fresh, new, and auspicious. In the material world, what do we have for transport? We have buses, we have cars, we have trucks, we have trains. They all are made of metal and iron, and they can break down any time. They can have a crash any time. They can get stuck any time. And in order to call a tow truck, you'll have to wait for at least 2 or 3 hours, even on the motorway or on the side street, wherever the case may be. So it's not a very nice place to be. If there's an head-on collision, then there's either death or you have rushed into hospital. Your car is smashed. It doesn't matter whether it's an old car or a new car. We've seen so many accidents driving to different places, especially in Italy. Oh, my God. I don't know if anyone drove in Italy. My husband was driving in Italy. We went on a road trip to visit all the goshalas in Italy. And the roads are mountainous. It's so dangerous because I've never seen so many trucks in my life as in Italy, long trucks. And sometimes the tunnels are 8 miles long. And we paid over £300 just to use the tunnels in Italy. That's how expensive it is. So you come down the mountain, there's 3 lanes, one a fast lane. I've never seen people drive so fast as in Italy, you know. The cars going on the right lane are so fast, a slow driver can't drive on that lane. And then there's the middle lane and the slow lane. Trucks get very upset when they see these cars. So, yeah, it's not a nice place. Working, ordinary people, they have to use their cars or public transport every day to work day in and day out to maintain their families, and there's nothing like this in the spiritual world. Vaikuntha planet is fully blissful. Everyone's glorifying the Lord, singing, dancing, and complete consciousness on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they're always happy. Even the birds are having competition with each other. When they hear another bird singing the glories of the Lord, they tone down, they soften the voice to actually hear the other birds singing. That's how beautiful life is there. It's explained like the birds, the cranes, the cuckoos, they sing the glories of the Lord when they hear other birds sing. And they stop, and the flowers bloom in all occasions, especially the champak. The lilies, Parijata Trust, the Tulsi is given special preference to the Lord's, and he is adorned with a Tulsi garland. But in the material world, it's very, very sad. My service is I've been serving the deity with decorating the altar for over 30 years. And I see we buy such beautiful flowers, and it cost thousands of pounds to decorate the altar. And after a week, the thousands of pounds finished, you know. We just have to throw all those flowers in the bin. But in the Vaikuntha planets, the flowers are ever fresh. They don't dwindle and die. They will always remain fragrant, beautiful flowers. But we have to throw the, you know, old and dead flowers away here. It would only last so long. And flowers only come in season, you know, certain flowers come in season. When I first came to the UK, this was a long time ago, it was just before winter time, and I saw everything like completely dry. Just the branches were like little sticks, dry. Shrubs were dry. Everything was dry, and I'm thinking, oh my God, these are never going to grow again, because in other countries you see these green, everything is green, evergreen, beautiful. So I thought these are never going to grow again. And Srila Prabhupada here says that it is so unfortunate that people do not discuss the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets. Because the beauty is beyond our imagination, he says. It's so beautiful. It's full of opulence decorated with gold, emeralds, and other jewels and diamonds. And it's explained that in text 23 that anyone who gives up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to the topics of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. And in 24, it says that all the demigods worship the residence of Vaikuntha, the demigods. And Lord Brahma says that the human form of life is very rare. Even the demigods, they want to take birth in the material world because of how you can go back home in one lifetime. In the heavenly planets, the opulence is so great that the tendency there is to enjoy, whereas in the material world, there's so much pain and suffering that we're looking for how we can get out. And also, Lord Chaitanya comes there, Krishna comes to perform his pastimes. So we have a lot of benefits in this material world, so we have to take advantage of that. And we can get, Lord Brahma says, because even if he says life is very rare of much importance, that even they want to take birth, even they want to take birth because they can attain perfect religious knowledge here. So it's explained the nature of this material world is darkness. But we're still thinking, oh, there's something here for me. We go on a holiday, but it's time to come back to get to the mundane activities of this world. And then there's nothing, everything here is temporary. But the nature of the human form is a great boon, acting as a boat to cross over the ocean of darkness. The spiritual master is the captain of that boat. Knowledge from the scriptures are the favorable wind to keep the boat afloat over the ocean of nescience. If one does not take advantage of these facilities, then one has to undergo birth, death, old age, and disease, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, again, 2:13. We've spoken about that verse. So I just wanted to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is my favorite. It's a beautiful verse. It's the process of devotional service. You know that verse, Anukulasya Sankalpa, you know, Pratikulya. Gopitri Vivaranam Tata Atmanikshepa Kapani Sarividi Saranagati. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So The translation here is the six divisions of surrender are the acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service, the rejection of unfavorable things, the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master, full surrender and humility. So, the first one, the devotee has to accept everything that is favorable for rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. So what would you see as favorable? Let's do something interactive here. Yeah? What would you see as favorable for the Lord? Chanting Hare Krishna, that's the first and foremost, yeah? Sorry? Rising early, of course, yeah? Especially when you're in the temple, when you're at arm's length. How we serve each other, devotees, very important, association of devotees. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Yes, suchi. Sharing stories with others, yeah, beautiful. Offering? Offering artis, yes, he's offering arti right now. Very auspicious. Okay, taking prasadam, giving prasadam, speaking in confidentiality to others. So number two, he must reject everything unfavorable to the Lord's service. What is unfavorable? Sorry? The four regulative principles, following them. Unfavorable. Not following them. Okay, do you know them? Yes, that covers a lot, isn't it? That covers a lot with being unfavorable. Yes, yes. This is also called renunciation. Rejecting everything that's unfavorable is also called renunciation. But renunciation is not just wearing saffron cloth and renouncing the world and sitting in a corner chanting deep meditation. Renunciation is the consciousness which you carry within yourself of servitude, how you serve the Lord, you know, with your heart and soul. Surrendering. The third one is a devotee must be firmly convinced that Krishna will give him protection. We said we spoke about the verse Sarvadhamam Parichyacha, how a devotee should be convinced that Krishna will give protection. He shouldn't be fearful. No one else can actually give one protection. We have to understand that with determination, conviction, and faith, that no one else can protect us. Not the demigods, not people, not anyone can protect us. So one time I took my mum to the Hare Krishna temple, and she was convinced of the philosophy and everything. She started chanting Hare Krishna, but she was a worshipper of Kartikeya. There's Ganesh and Kartikeya, two sons of Lord Shiva. And then she found that her opulence was diminishing, and she thought, Lord Shiva is not very happy, Kartikeya is not very happy, so she stopped chanting. So it's very difficult. The demigods are very quick to offer boons when you worship them. But Krishna, you have to go through a little austerity. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya, when he came, he almost contradicted Sarvadhamam Parichyacha. He said, you don't have to give up anything. What do? If you don't have to give up anything, what do? You add the holy name. You add the holy name. Krishna said, abandon everything. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, you don't have to abandon. You don't give up. Just add the holy name to your life. And in due course, everything else will fall away. That's the power of the holy name. and being firmly convinced of this is called faith. It's explained the kind of faith is different from faith of an impersonalist who wants to merge into Brahman effulgence. So the impersonalists, they want to renounce at the same time they want to overcome birth, death, and old age and disease by meditating and wanting to merge into the effulgence of the Lord. It's almost like want to enjoy my own kind of actions, sense gratification, so they merge in. This number four is the devotee should accept Krishna as his supreme maintainer and master. He should not think that he is being protected by a demigod. He should depend only on Krishna. So number five, yeah. Self-surrender means remembering that one's activities, desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. So that is beautiful, isn't it? Number four, self-surrender. We have to surrender. The devotee is meek and humble. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivasto, Matas Matira Jnanam Apunaham Cha, Vedes Cha Sarvaham Vedyo, Vedanta Krit Vedavit Evacham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Krishna deals differently according to the living entity's position. The living entity's position is to be under the protection of the illusory energy or under Krishna's personal protection. When a living entity is fully surrendered, he is under the direct protection of Krishna, and Krishna gives him all intelligence by which he can advance spiritual realization. So if we have faith and we have conviction and determination to carry on with the process of this devotional service, then come a hail or high waters, we will be able to cross over due to Krishna's grace. 7:14, Daivi Isha Gunamai Mama Maya Durachaya Mame Sisatyam Te Prajajani Priyos. No. Priyosami. No. Tarantite. Maya Maitam Tarantite. We can cross beyond. I do it all the time, one verse to the other. It's transcendental. This is what you can mix and match. No, that's not right. We have to give it as Krishna gives it. That's why Srila Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is. We cannot mix and match. So yes, we have to take complete shelter of Krishna in this way. We will be able to see, actually. We will be able to see, if we have enough faith, we can see the changes in our life, and we won't see it as being chance or a coincidence. You will be able to see it. If you convince in your heart, you can see, like, we've seen, I don't know if you watched the video on YouTube, when there was a Kirtan Mela in Mayapur, and there was a huge Kirtan there. Jayapataka Maharaj was leading the Kirtan. So many people, temple room was packed, and everyone was in ecstasy the way the Kirtan was going. And they showed us the deities, Panchatattva. Deities were shedding tears. The Panchatattva, they were shedding tears. If you think we can't see, there you can sit and witness it. Amazing, absolutely amazing. So sometimes we think, because we don't feel in our heart that we can see the hands of Krishna working. But if we are conscious, therefore Prabhupada always says, you have to be conscious before you are Krishna conscious. Everything that happened around you, you have to see as Krishna's hand in it. So sometimes we go to shopping, we go to a car, the supermarket, the whole car park would be completely full, right? And then there'll be one space there for a car. So we'd go into the car space, and I'd say to my husband, now say thank you. And he says, I will say thank you, but somebody else found the space. They would say, thank you, God, I found the space already. I found the parking already. So this is what life is all about in this material world, you know. I can do everything without you. I'll stop there and I'll leave some. We still got a few minutes left. If anyone has any questions or anything to add, yes, Prabhu.
In this verse, it's talking about how these residents of Vaikuntha were, while singing the glories of the Lord, also deriding the presence or the pleasure from the other things like the flowers. And we also hear, like, sometimes Prabhupada quotes that verse from Yamunacharya where, you know, like, something about he spits at the... Yamunacharya says he spits at the thought of sex desire. Something like this idea of deriding material pleasure. So I was just wondering why that is the case, because it seems like quite a strong reaction. Like, on the other hand, we hear we just kind of tolerate happiness and distress, you know? So I was just wondering if you had any thoughts.
I didn't get your...
I was just wondering, why do they need to deride the presence of the flowers or deride...
In the spiritual world?
Yeah.
Why do they? Because they see the focus of the Lord as first and foremost. First and foremost. Because they're deriving so much happiness from the present, from singing the glories of the Lord, nothing else matters. The focus is there. Whereas in the material world, what's that example you gave about the split? Oh, I spit at the thought. Yeah, because he's become self-realized. He's become self-realized and he's spitting at the thought because he's already understood what the value of glorifying or having Krishna in one's life, in his life. Anyone can say that, but you have to be on a platform where you're not cheating. It has to come from the heart. You know, anyone can say, oh, I'm disinterested in material life. But I was reading what Prabhupada says that even while you're pure devotee, you can fall down in the wayside. But the secret is to focus and continue. He said, due to like past sinful life, who knows, there's some little karma there that we have to overcome. So whatever the case may be, we should have that determination to focus the mind and keep going forward. That's the secret. Secret, yes.
I think it would be nice if Mr. Trump looked at Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 35. Having obtained spiritual master, we will see all that living beings are but part of the Supreme, and they belong to me.
Right.
You know, that's where it's missing, isn't it?
Well, he's given, we have to give him credit, he's given, apparently he's given a place to put the rat cart or something in the very early days.
Yeah, but just if he followed the teachings,
yeah,
it's like anybody, isn't it? if they follow the teachings and just see that, you know, all living beings are part of the Supreme.
I was reading something.
We belong to him.
Yeah, I was reading something in this little book. Prabhupada gives little quotes or writes letters to his disciples. And he said, sometimes when we do Sankirtan, we want to give book or we want to give prasadam to somebody, and there's already a whisper in their ear, you're not ready this time. So they may not take a book, they may not accept anything from you, but just the thought that they came in touch with a devotee, they stood, they talked, and even they touched the arm, you know, that is all a start to their devotional service. It may not happen straight away, but somewhere along the line, they may meet another devotee, they may get a book. That's how their life would start. Yeah, we can't hasten the process. Okay, anyone else, ladies? Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thanks, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
So in the spiritual world, everything is transcendental and limitless, like, no, everything. But here we have everything, like, no, limited, like, no, time, whatever, like, no, energy, everything. So how to cross this limitation being in this world, like, no, how we can have that consciousness where there is no limit?
Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, when so people asked about the spiritual world, he said, practice, practice, practice. And then when you're purified, you can go back to Godhead and you'll see exactly how things are happening there. But there is limitation. That's why this is called the material world. Birth, death, old age, disease, everything here is temporary. But the spiritual world, as we're reading, everything is eternal, ever fresh, blissful, no birth, death, old age, disease, everything is eternally fresh, yeah.
Thanks.
We have to work our way there. It might take time, but we have to have determination to get there. And practice is very important. Reading, chanting, association of devotees, all these things is important.
Thanks.
Okay. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Go Premanande.